Take your Bible and look at 1 Thessalonians, and tonight will just sort of be of a teaching type thing right here at Resurrection Sunday upon us. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Keep your Bible handy because we're going to go to several verses of Scripture. That's the only way to study the Bible, is compare Scripture with Scripture. And that's the way you have to do it. So keep your Bible handy, and we're going to look at some verses tonight. 1 Thessalonians. Now, some of you that have been here for a long time, you have seen this numerous times before, probably. But repetition is the key to learning. And the more times you see it, the more times you hear it, the better it is retained. So anyway, we'll look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll start here. Look at verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody see that? Notice the order that thing is in. It's spirits. God starts on the inside, works out. He starts spirit, soul, body, works out. We usually say body, soul, and spirit. But the way God does, He starts on the inside and comes out. He's spirit, soul, and your body. Man has been made whole. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 23. Now let's go to the Lord in word of prayer, and then we'll continue from there. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for these that have gathered on a Wednesday night. Lord, they've worked all day, and they've rushed home. They've got to try to get a meal in. And Lord, I thank you for their faithfulness. And those that are watching by way of internet, thank you for them. I pray that you'd bless them. Hopefully they'll get something out of this, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Body, soul, and spirit. Everybody in here is body, soul, and spirit. You're a three-part being. That's why I did a funeral today. We put a body into the ground, but the soul and spirit went somewhere else. You have to understand that you are a three-part being. God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. The dust of the ground, body. Breathe his nostrils the breath of life, that spirit, and man became a living soul, body, soul, and spirit. That's the way they were made. If that's true, and it is, then Jesus Christ, when he was born 100% God, right? 100% man. So if he was 100% man, then he was born body, soul, and spirit. Would you not agree? Well, now look at, you won't have to look at this, but in Isaiah 53, this is what it says in Isaiah 53. Surely he hath borne our sorrow, our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Now watch. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Was upon him. The sins of the whole world was up on him. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so Jesus Christ paid for every sin in this whole world, past, present, and future. And it was laid upon all Old Testament, rolled up like a snowball and put on top of it. Everything out to eternity past, our future, is rolled back this way and put upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with all of that said, let's look at another verse of Scripture. You don't have to look at this one. You ought to know this one. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. You know why Jesus Christ had to die? Because it was either you die for your own sins or let Him do it. The wages of sin is what? Death. If the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all, then what did Jesus Christ have to do? He had to die for the sins of the world. Now, if that's true and He was body, soul, and spirit, then where did Jesus go those 3 days and three nights when he uttered from the cross, it is finished, Father, in thy hands I commit my spirit, and he gives up the ghost? Where did Jesus go for 72 hours? Now, let me help you, if I can. He didn't die on Friday and get up Sunday morning, and there's no 72 hours in there, okay? So, I know the Catholics, they give us Good Friday, but hallelujah, that ought to be Good Wednesday, Good Thursday, and Good Friday, and Good Saturday, and hallelujah, it's Resurrection Sunday. You ought to get a whole, just about a whole week out of the deal. Well, anyway, about three of you is with me on that. Well, just go ahead and work then. I don't care. Body, soul, and spirit, it is finished. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, let's watch, see where he went. Body, soul, and spirit. Jesus Christ, body, soul, and spirit, where'd he go? When he died, they took his body off the cross, and where did his body go? Somebody tell me. Went to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Nobody had ever been in there before. Hewn out a man, and they put him in there and rolled a stone over the door. That's where his body went. Now, then the Bible said, or on the cross, Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So now his body goes into the tomb. His spirit goes back to the Father from whence it came. Then there's another part. Now look, let's look at this. Look at Luke real quick. Luke, before we get too ahead of ourselves. Luke 23. Look at Luke 23. Luke 23. And verse 46 is the verse I just quoted, just so you'll know. Verse 46 says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having thus said, he gave up the ghost. And of course, he died. Now, look at verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, well, the thief, let's get back. Verse 39. One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the others answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Are we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Y'all see that? So obviously this man, this thief, believed that Jesus was a king, and he had a kingdom. Verse 43, And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, When? Today, thou shalt be with me, where? Okay. Body went to the tomb, Joseph Arimathea. Spirit goes back to the Father. What's left? There's the soul that obviously was going to paradise. Matthew 12:40 says this. You don't have time to turn there, but Matthew 12:40 says, As Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights where? In the heart of the earth. And he told this thief, he said, Today you're going to be with me in paradise. He didn't say, Today you're going to be with me in the tomb. He didn't say, Today you're going to be with the Spirit, with the Father and the Spirit. No, he said, Today you're going to be with me in paradise. So, where did Jesus go for those 3 days and three nights? Well, his body goes to the tomb, his spirit goes back to the Father, and Jesus Christ goes down to the center of the earth where there are two compartments. There are two compartments down there. One side is paradise, the other side is hell. Before Jesus died on the cross, Old Testament saints that believed in faith could not go to heaven. They could not go to heaven because why? Jesus had to be the first fruits of the resurrection and shed the blood and put it on the mercy seat in heaven before anybody could go to heaven. So everybody, before the cross, they went to paradise if they died in faith. Some people call it Abraham's bosom. Over there in Abraham's bosom. Then, there's the hell side. If you died, whether you're in the Old Testament, New Testament, makes no difference. If you die without faith, in the Old Testament or New Testament, makes no difference, you go straight to hell. It's the same difference. You say, if a person dies and they don't know Christ, we put their body where? In the grave. But the Bible says if you don't know Jesus Christ, well, if you're saved, Paul said to be absent from the is to be present with the Lord. So obviously there is a body, soul, and spirit. So, where did Jesus go? Well, he told the thief on the cross, he told him, he said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Well, Jesus, I'll just help you, Jesus died 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Jewish time, they go from 6 to 6. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock p.m., it starts a brand new day. So if he's going to be with him in paradise today, he's going to have to move pretty quick. Would y'all agree? I mean, he's got to do some fast moving in 3 hours. If he's, because Jesus Christ is not a liar. He told the thief, today, you're going to be with him in paradise. So before 6 o'clock turned a new day, they were in paradise. But where else did he go? Well, let me show you something in Luke 16. You're right there in 23. Turn back to your left in 16. Let's look at something. Let's see if we're about right on this thing. Look at Luke 16. 16:19. There was a rich man. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into where? Notice, he didn't go to heaven. Was this fellow saved? Well, sure, he believed in faith. But he didn't go straight to heaven. Why? Jesus hadn't died yet. Jesus don't die until chapter 20, what? 3. What we just read. So this Lazarus fella went to Abraham's bosom. Now, the rich man also died and was buried. Now, where did he go? The next verse. And in where? He lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, let me point something out to you. Both Lazarus and this rich man both died, and their bodies they put in the ground. Okay? Now, their soul and spirit went to, one of them went to Abraham's bosom, paradise. The other one went to hell. Notice that soul, the rich man lifted up his what? He's still got eyes. So he's not Casper the Friendly Ghost floating around down there. You understand? Now, look at this, verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his what? Well, I thought they buried his finger in the ground. I thought his finger was in the casket. The finger of the body, yes. But you know the soul had a finger? The soul had eyes. Lifted up his eye, dipped the tip of his finger in water and cooled my, what? For I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember thou in thy lifetime. Notice, people in hell, their memory will never be wiped away. They'll always remember everything. Remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Now watch verse 26. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Y'all see that? So, Lazarus is down here in paradise, Abraham's bosom. Over here in hell, the rich man lifts up his eyes, looks across, and sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Y'all understand? And the rich man says, would you send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue? I'm tormenting this flame. Abraham says, you can't. There's a great gulf fixed between us. We can't pass. one the other. You won't even have keys to do that. You've got to have keys to do that. You got to have keys to do that. Now, y'all look, you're not going to get this on the Discovery Channel. So if you're looking at me like, well, I ain't never heard this before, well, you ought to read the Bible. Look, okay, you don't think the place has got keys. You've got to have keys to get in here. Okay, you don't believe me. All right. Matthew 16, Jesus told Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of, should not, gates, that hell's got what? Gates. What are you going to have to do to get in a gate? You're going to have a key. Anyway, so now we got that clear. A rich man's over here in hell. He looks over here. They can't pass because of this great gulf. So, now, here's where I want you to look at. Look at the book of Acts. Go to your right and look at the book of Acts real quick. Acts 2. Look at Acts 2. And we'll start tying all of this stuff up together. Acts chapter number 2. Look at verse 25. Acts 2:25. Are you there? Say amen. If you're still in the book called Index, say, oh me. All right, Acts 2:25. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the who? So we're talking about the Lord. Always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul where? Neither wilt thou suffer thy who? Is Holy One capitalized? Well, I wonder who that is to see corruption. Verse 28, if you don't believe that's Jesus yet, well, we just have to keep reading. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his scepter is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and so on and so forth, got to read it. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to his flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of who? That his soul was not left where? Neither his flesh should see corruption. Now, all right, y'all ready? Let's tie it up together. His body went to the tomb. Stone rolled away. Or rolled over the hole. Spirit goes back to the Father. He tells the thief, today you're going to be with me in paradise. And then Acts 2 says, his soul went to hell. Now I know what you're thinking. Don't look. He didn't look. All right, let me explain it to you. Don't say, well, Jesus went to hell. Well, hang on. He sort of had to keep you from going. Huh? Okay. So he told the thief, he says, today you're going to be with him in paradise. Acts 2 says he went to hell. All right. You remember in Leviticus 16, I believe, the high priest bring two goats. They'd kill one goat, shed the blood. The other goat, he would take the sins of the nation of Israel and he'd put his hands on top of that goat and transfer those sins to that goat and send him off into the wilderness to take away the sin. Okay, that's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is both of those goats. You understand? So what Jesus does, he dies on the cross, sheds his blood, but then all the sins was transferred onto him. So guess where he takes your sins and dumps them off at? Well, I was expecting a little more reaction to that. And let me get over here on the Pentecostal side. God took all of your sin and took it and dumped it into hell. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. Nobody scored a touchdown. But that's what he did. So he goes over and he leaves his place. Now he's got to hurry because he ain't got but 3 hours to do all this. Because he told this man, I'm going to be over there today. So he takes all of your sins. You've got to have a key to get in this place. And you've got to have a key to get in this place. Well, guess who's got the keys? Now see, y'all don't believe it. I can tell by looking at you. You don't believe it. Look at Revelation. I'm telling you, some of you look, I ain't never seen that in the Bible. I mean, I can tell by looking at it. That wasn't in my Sunday school quarterly. All right, y'all ready? Look at Revelation 1, verse number 18. I am he that liveth. Who are we talking about? And was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And then everybody says what? And have the what? Is that it got an S on it? That means two of them. Or at least two of them. Have the keys of where? Okay, you ready? Look, he's got the keys of hell and where? Death and hell. Hell and death. He's got the keys, both of them, to both places. Hallelujah. Now listen, that right there, hell, was created for the devil and his angels. So wouldn't you think that the devil would have keys to his own shop? The devil don't even have keys to his own shop. So I am he that liveth, and am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Now, if you want a better description of this, Ephesians chapter 4 will tell you. He that descended to the lower parts of the earth, led captivity captive. So what he did, Jesus Christ said, thief, today you're going to be with me in paradise. He goes down here, he dumps all of your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again, ever again. Ever again. In hell. He crosses the great gulf because he's got the keys to do it. And he goes over here and he says, this is what he says. These people in paradise. He says, all you Old Testament saints, y'all been hearing. Job, you remember writing this? I know my Redeemer liveth. You remember writing that? Job said, yeah, I remember writing that. And Abraham, you remember writing about looking for a city? You remember writing that, Abraham? Yeah, I remember writing that. You remember, Abraham, that God promised you a seed and the seed of Messiah was going to come for you? Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. All these Old Testament saints are down here. He says, well, guess what? I am he that liveth, and I'm alive forevermore. I'm the one y'all been waiting on. So get in single file line. Get in behind me. Abraham, you get right behind me, and everybody else get in single file line behind me. We're getting out of this place. Jesus, how can we get out of here? We won't have a key. There's a gate right there. It's locked. He said, well, I just come in it. I got the keys. I'm enjoying this whether y'all are or not. I got the keys. So what does he have? Now stay right here because we're closing. Hang on. Stay right here. He's got the blood because he's got to put that on the mercy seat in heaven. So he's got the blood. He's got the keys. Abraham, y'all getting single file line behind me. And they're on the way out of here. He's cleaning this out. Now there's nobody in paradise today. Or, well, let me put it this way. There's nobody in Abraham's bosom today. Now don't get confused because I know some of you are thinking about this verse. Some of you are thinking about 2 Corinthians chapter 12 where it says, Paul, I knew a man above 14 years, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, only God knoweth, that was caught up to the third heaven, to paradise. Y'all remember that verse? Caught up to paradise? Where's 2 Corinthians at? It's on this side of the cross. Over here, paradise, Abraham's bosom was in the center of the earth. This side of the cross, where Paul was writing from, it's done been moved where? It's real simple. Compare Scripture with Scripture. So this thing has been moved up there. Jesus Christ had to be the first fruits of the resurrection. But watch this. This is... Now, listen. Look at this. And we're closing. But this is amazing to me. Look at John 20. John 20, and we're done. I think. Look at John 20. And if you don't think the Lord loves you, watch what He does. John 20. Look at verse... Well... In verse 1, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark in the sepulchre, seeing the stone taken away from the sepulchre. She runneth, coming to Simon Peter, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and so on and so forth, said they've taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they laid Him, so on and so forth. Well, Peter and John, here they go. They take off running, they stoop down, verse 5, and they look down in there, and they see the linen clothes laying where, and didn't go in there, and all of that kind of thing. Now, look at verse number 11. Let's get down to where I want to get to. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, for the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid Him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing Him to be the gardener, said unto her, Sir, if thou hast borne Him thence, tell me where thou hast laid Him, and I'll take Him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto Him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Y'all see that? Now here, I'm finishing. Watch this. Jesus Christ dies on the cross for the sins of the whole world. He tells the thief, I'm going to meet you down there today. I'll be down there today. I got to go dump off the sins of the whole world right here. Gets the keys of hell and death. Goes over here, he says, everybody get in single file line. I got the blood. You Old Testament saints, y'all remember? Y'all remember doing all them stupid sacrifices? Y'all remember all that? Y'all remember that? You had to do it every year. And every time you did something, you had to do something else. You had to cut another lamb's throat. And you had to do all that. You remember doing that over and over and over and over again? Well, guess what? You don't have to do that no more. Because I'm the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. So get in single file line behind me. We're going to go up, and I'm going to be the first fruits of the resurrection. So I got to go in first, everybody else behind me, and I'm going to dump that blood on the mercy seat in heaven. And this thing's going to be complete. Watch. On his way up. Get the picture. On his way up. He's got the blood. You with me? On his way up. He hears somebody crying at the tomb. He says, Abraham, hang on. I need to go take care of something. Now, if you ain't got this by now, listen, let me say it again. He's got the blood that's going to save the whole entire world. And he stops in the middle of the whole thing to go check on one person. You say, how do you know? I'm fixing to show you. He shows up. She thinks he's a gardener. She don't know who he is until he says, Mary. My sheep know my voice. And she said, and she headed for the feet. I mean, she started diving. Jesus is like, listen, lady, I just put heaven on hold to come down here and check on you. If you touch me and defile this whole thing, and I have to go back to the cross because you touched me, I'm giving you a black eye. Now, that's in the Greek. All seriousness, he said, don't touch me. I have not ascended to my Father yet. In other words, he's supposed to complete the high priestly thing. She can't touch him. You know how I know that? It's because as soon as he went up and dumped the blood off, he comes back down to the upper room. He says, tells all the disciples, tell Thomas, touch, feel. See the difference? But he puts heaven on hold to come check on one person. And he says, Mary, everything's fine. I'm alive. You go tell the brethren. I'm going to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. You tell them to meet me. Hallelujah. And he goes back and goes, all right, Abraham, y'all ready? I just had to take care of something. It's okay. He goes up to heaven, dumps the blood on the mercy seat. Y'all know how far heaven is away from here? I mean, you realize how far that is? He dumps off, and all the Old Testament saints, and he lets them loose, and they're still running around shouting, and they've never been able to find the rest of them. And he's back down the same day in the upper room meeting with the disciples. All because he wanted to check on this one person that didn't know where he was. But we know where he's at. And if you don't think that God cares about you, maybe the whole world don't care about you. Well, so what? Guess who does? And I just want you to grasp the fact, putting heaven, I'm talking about telling heaven, hang on a minute, let me go check on this lady. If he loved her like that, he loves you and I. And that's a blessing. Where did Jesus go for 72 hours? That's where he went. To dump your sins off in hell so you won't have to go there. And if you don't want to get saved, then you'll have to go to hell with all your sins and pay and for forever and ever and ever. But isn't that good? I mean, not that a person goes to hell, but isn't it good that the Lord cared about this woman? Enough to put the most important event on hold just so this woman could know her Redeemer liveth. That's a blessing. Amen. All right.